Welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month. But many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the food bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Please support the food bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Mm-hmm. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT network and our website. And I am pleased to say we are getting so many hits on our website. You know it. It's www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website. You can click on and you can listen live. I don't care what part of the country you're in. You can listen. And guess what? We welcome you to the OPT network this Friday morning. If you're just getting started, it's 7:36 a.m. It's August 24th and it is Friday. It is the weekend. I tell you what, so much going on. Let me tell you, as we're driving in every single morning, I want to remind you, it seems like our bus drivers, you guys, absolutely, you guys, I say guys, but you ladies and you gentlemen, absolutely rock. You get our kids to school safely. And you know what? You have to be patient with all of us on the road. So kudos to all of the men and women who drive buses and get our kids to school safely every single morning. And we just want to remind you, you know those school zones are in effect. You gotta leave early enough so that you don't get aggravated and agitated if you get behind a bus. You know you gotta slow down through those school zones. They're in effect until 9 o'clock. They start again at 2 o'clock. It's just a part of doing business, and I know we're all trying to acclimate ourselves as we are full-fledged back in school. And so this morning, in my quiet time, this is what I wanted to say to mothers. Because last night, I tell you, you know, when you start back to school, that means parents, we're back in school too. So you got to make sure that those kids are on point. You got to check. And so I'm thinking, well, the older they get, it seems like the less work you should have to do. Not true. Well, I want to encourage mothers, don't quit on your kids. Make sure that you stay on top of what's happening in their school lives. And I think that by staying on top of their school lives in the beginning, it makes for a better year. And so last night we stayed up late studying for a test this morning. I know many of you probably may have as well, but I just wanted to say to you to be encouraged. And you know what? Let's figure out a way to make it so that it's not drudgery. I know we're tired. We're all tired at the end of the day. And the last thing we want to do is study, but it's so important. And so when we start building and enforcing that confidence, that self-esteem in our kids, they're going to want to do better. They're going to want to achieve higher. And so it's just the cost of raising kids. And so I want to encourage every parent this morning that's driving in, if you've got your kids in the car, you know what? Just tell them, yes, they can. Encourage them to be all that they can be. And make sure the thing that we do every single morning is we pray before we drop Deuce off every single morning. And we put the whole armor on. And many of you know I have that cheerleader background. So we've created a nifty little just sort of rhyme so that he remembers the armor and that he gets engaged in the morning. But we've got to equip our kids not only academically, we've got to equip our kids spiritually. And they have got to be armed every single day to go and face the day. And so just a word of encouragement, make sure that you let your kids know attitude is everything. Attitude is important. And when we bring the best attitude, we'll get the best out of ourselves. And so just a word of encouragement for mothers this morning. I know for many of you, it was your first week. Well, this is our second week. And I just say, stay strong. It's going to get better. Because you know what my mother always said to us? She said, if you start out right, you end up right. So let's start right. On another note, I just want to remind every single person in and around Cheneyville surrounding areas that the Boonville Memorial United Methodist Church would like to ask everyone to please come out. They are having a health fair, and that is going to be at Boonville Memorial United, and the church is located at 11967 Highway 71 South, right there in Cheneyville. And you know where Boonville is if you travel that road. It's right there in that right before you get to that curve, and they're having a health fair. It's really, really important that you go out. You can get your blood pressure checked. You can get diabetes checks. You can get blood sugar checks. And they're going to have safety tips for children on fire safety. And all of this is free of charge. And if that's not enough, they're going to be talking about CPR and 911 calls. So for more information, you can phone Cynthia Arthur at 318-279-2447 or Katie Hayes at 318-279-2154. Now that's happening on tomorrow. So you need to make sure that you plan to be there. It's going to start at 9 a.m. and it's going to end at 1 o'clock, especially for our seniors who need to have their blood pressure checked, who need to have their diabetes checked upon. Well, this is a great opportunity for you to take them out and just get those checks. You know, I remember we used to have the bus that used to come around, and it was so, so important to all those rural communities where our seniors didn't get an opportunity to get their blood pressure checked on a regular basis. So this is an important, great thing that Boonville United, Memorial United Methodist Church is doing for this area. So you need to make plans to be there tomorrow starting at 9 o'clock. And as we switch gears, DC, on a sadder note, we got a phone call yesterday from Linda Cooper. You might know Linda from Southwest Talent Agency. She is always trying to be the change and working hard to be the change that she wants to see in this community, especially with young people. Well, she phoned us yesterday and let us know that her dad, David Cooper, they're originally from Simsport, Louisiana, from the parish, that her dad went home to be with the Lord. And so we just want to say to Linda and to the Cooper family, our heartfelt condolences go out to your family, our thoughts and our prayers. And you know, I was thinking, you know, after I had heard the news, no matter how old our parents are, you're never ready to lose your parents. And when you lose your parents, there is certainly a missing and a longing in your heart. But when we know that when we leave this body, if we're believers, if we are saved, that we, when we are absent from our body, that we are indeed present with the Lord. And her dad was 86 years old. And so he has really attained those promises of God. He says 70 and if health and strength allows, then more. And so anytime we hear about the more, it's really, really something to thank God about. And it's really something to celebrate that life that was lived, not only lived, but that has attained those promises of God. And so they're going to have the homegoing services and the celebration of his life. Is it next weekend? I think it's going to be next weekend. And so we just wanted to say, be encouraged. Our prayers are with you. And just keep standing. So we're going to take a quick break here. But when we come back, we'll be more on point right after this.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows, and the more you benefit. With one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hi, I'm Trish Desitel, and I'm a breast cancer survivor. And I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Laura Bryan, First Federal Bank, Louisiana, and I'm a breast cancer survivor. And I support Team OPT and its efforts to raise money and awareness in the fight against breast cancer. Thank you for your support.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:48 a.m. Central Standard Time, and it's August 24th. And if you haven't noticed, it's Friday. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, Carol Kinder, she's our pathway advisor, and you can phone her for more information at 318-448-8600. State Farm agent Rosa Fields, like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Rosa Fields serves Rapides and surrounding areas. The number to phone Rosa and her team is 318-487-1881. And you know, DC, before we get too much further, I gotta send a big happy birthday to my mother, Valley Griffin. She is celebrating her B-Day today.
Granny.
Deuce calls my mom G's, short for Granny or Graham. And so, Graham, we hope that you're listening this morning. We say to you a very, very happy birthday. And you know, as I was talking about moms and mothers, there is nothing like having an incredible mother. And mother, I just want to say to you that we love you and we appreciate you. And you know, we say that, we try to say that every single day, because having an incredible mother in your life, for me, it makes all the difference. That person who supports everything that you do, who believes in you, who prays for you, and who is always there saying those two words, don't quit. You can do it. If you did it in other areas, you can do it in this area. And yesterday, as we had Lee Newman on from Oprah.com, she talked about her mother, and I just listened, and I thought about my own mother, and I thought about how pristine she always kept things, and how pristine she continues to keep things, and how her linen is ironed. And I said to Ducey the other morning, I said, You know, one of these days, I'm going to have my linen ironed all the time, and my pillowcases are going to just be immaculate. Those are things that my mother has always done. And those are just those little things that when you get away from home and you grow up and you grow into adulthood, you forget, because you know you're not going to do it. I mean, most of us just simply don't have the time. And so she would say, yeah, you do have the time. You can make the time. And so I get that. But that's something that I don't want to make time for, even though I would like to have. But it's just those little incredibly wonderful things that my mother does, and I know many moms do, that just make life better, make life more comfortable. She supports us in a way that I can't even tell you. She makes sure that we get good hot meals. She puts up with every diet and everything that we're doing, and she tries to accommodate us. And she made us a big old pot of mustard greens and turnips the other day because DC is doing a new thing, and she knows that we are running from can to can't. I mean, from sun up to sundown. And those are those special things that mothers just do. And, you know, I just often think that if I could be 1/10 of the woman that my mother is, wow, I'd be batting 100. And so 1,000, I'd be batting 1,000. And so I just, you know, mother, I just can't say enough good things about the sacrifice and the challenges, but you know, you have always been there, always been that rock. And you know, I think it goes beyond Mother's Day, and we say this at our home and in our family a lot, that we celebrate each other often because we don't just want to wait for a holiday. And so today I would just encourage you to celebrate your mother, your sister, your friend, celebrate someone who really helps to make your life just impactful and who helps to make your life special and who's always, always there. And so I would just encourage everyone, whether it's a husband that needs to support and encourage a wife or a wife that needs to support and encourage a husband, children, you know, our kids need our constant, continual support. And this was all about happy birthday. And so I just wanted to say happy birthday to my mother, and I just want to let her know, not only do I let her know privately, but publicly, that we're proud of you, we honor you, we celebrate you, and we thank God for you. And DC, I was saying, you know, that she had made us a big old pot of mustard greens. And as I talk about food, I want to encourage the man sitting across from me this morning, because we are literally on day five of his new eating program, and he has been on point.
Yes.
You have been on point. He has made sure that he has not broken not one rule. He said to me last night, I don't think I can have that. I don't think it's legal, and I'm not having it.
Not going to do it.
Not going to do it.
Not going to be.
And so I'm proud of you, even though people would say, okay, Carlette, and you know, that put a sock in it. But 5 days for us is a milestone.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. And you know what? Sometimes we just have to celebrate those little victories, those small wins. And when you start to celebrate those small wins, then you get better as you grow and as you go. And he said this morning, DC said, you know what? I am finally tired. He said, I have had enough of being at this weight where I'm uncomfortable, and it's not who I am. And so I am committed. And I think that those two words, if you just don't quit. And you know what? I'm super excited, DC, that we're getting texts and emails from people that are just, they have embraced, you guys have embraced don't quit. And that can mean a lot. It could mean different things for different people. And if you just think about it, and you think about not quitting, whether you have tried to lose weight a trillion times, or you've lost weight and you've gained it back, if you just don't quit, you'll be like that tree that's planted by the rivers of water, that you reap your harvest in due season if you just don't quit. And I'm going to tell you one thing while I'm sending shout outs, DC. We want to send a shout out to Calvin down in Bunky. Oh, he could.
Yeah.
Oh, me, a big old smile. Can you?
Yeah,
can
let
you,
me give a let me give a big shout out to Brother Calvin Washington of his and his upholstery shop down in Bunky. He's as a matter of fact, I'm about to name him the business of the month.
The business. Hey, Calvin, when business I mentioned your name, month. When I mentioned your name, if you could see how many things that we've got going on in here at any given time, he stopped cold. He got a big old smile on his face.
Yeah.
And he is all about Calvin. But let me tell you what Calvin did. We have, you know, we talk about our boat and fishing. Well, it needed some upholstery work done in the inside. And Calvin, you know what? When DC came home and he said to me what you said to him, it did. It blessed us immensely. He said, you know what? You guys are a blessing all the time, so I want to bless you. And you're right, Calvin. We do have to learn how to receive blessings because we're all about giving. And sometimes it's very hard for us to receive.
Big ups. Brother Calvin Washington.
Hey, so let me shout out Amos, because Amos Bradley down in our friends down in Natchez, Louisiana. Well, Amos, you know what that means. Amos, let me tell you something. We met Amos when we went down for the Natchez Heritage Festival, and we met so many incredible people.
Yes, we did.
And he is an angler. He is a fisherman. And so DC and Amos have not stopped communicating since they met each other. And Amos, you know, DC had decided that he was going to let the boat rest until October, until it gets cold, because he has not been greatly successful like he thinks that he should be. Why are you laughing? I say successful, but not greatly successful. So does that sum it up about right?
Well, that's probably, I mean, I've not been close.
Well, I'm trying to be clear.
Way out. I mean, no, it hasn't been good.
The white perch have not been kind to us.
No.
Now we have caught a few, but long story short, so we were gonna let the boat rest, and we were gonna let ourselves rest. But so Amos sends DC these pictures of these mess of just slabs is what the fishermen call them.
Yes.
Slabs of white perch.
Slab.
And so the competitor that lies within David Christmas cannot have it. So he says to the family last night, after he comes from Calvin Washington, the upholster in Bunky, he does an incredible job. And he gets the boat, everything that he wanted done. He goes immediately to the battery charger, and he's charging up the boat for in the morning. And so then he makes this declaration as we're driving in this morning that, well, he's going to want to start before sunup. So that means that we literally...
Not going to quit.
He's not going to quit. That literally means that we're going to get up in the morning at 3:30 a.m. That's even earlier than we get up for the show. We get up at about 4:30 in the morning. So we're going to get up at 3:30 in the morning. My mother, I could see her now. She's shaking her head. Yeah. So we will be fishing tomorrow, but there is something so incredibly unique about anglers, fishermen and fisherwomen. We were at lunch the other day, and DC met this guy. He hears him talking on the phone about this gentleman named Jim. Well, Jim is a gentleman that we see at Celine every time we go.
Jim is an angler.
Jim is an angler. And, I mean, he's a pro.
Amos is an angler.
Amos is an angler.
Uncle Ron is an angler.
Uncle Ron is...
Pine Liner Bass Club. Just a team of anglers. The Pine Liner Bass Club.
Pine Liner Bass Club. What can we say about those guys? You absolutely rock. We have not forgotten how you blessed us.
They are anglers, and they're generous.
And they're gentlemen, and they...
Generous.
I know, and gentlemen who... DC said all fishermen are gentlemen. You know, there is something that's so unique about the fishing community that everybody seems to be very, very kind. But we were having lunch the other day, and DC hears this man talking on his cell phone about Celine Larto. And they see on the news, it was a sad news story because it's three people got killed down at Celine Larto, and that's where we fish. And it's such a quiet, peaceful community that you just couldn't believe that it happened. But within the story, they spoke to Jim, and they saw all the perch that he had in his cooler. And so everybody's trying to find out, well, where in the world? Well, so DC just picks up into this man's conversation, and then some other people came in, and I mean, we couldn't hardly have lunch for talking about the slabs that were down at Celine Larto. So, long story short, Amos, you know what? We will be fishing. We will be fishing, and it will be at the crack of dawn.
Absolutely.
You know, it's good to be able to have fun and to enjoy and to just go out and have a peaceful, quiet time. And so he's promising that we're going to go early and we're going to come home early, because it does get hot out there, but it's just so amazing being on the water. And I was at B Unique this week, and she was saying, Carlette, Nora was saying to me, keep your tail in the boat. And I agree, Nora, it's so much happening. I am not jumping out of the boat, but we do have a wonderful time. And we do want to say again to the Pine Liner Bass Club, you inspired us last year. We're starting up again, and we are so excited. We've got news already of people who are joining our team. We're going to tell you how you can join. We're going to tell you how you can be a part of Team OPT. And we're also getting emails from people that are saying they're forming their own teams. And I promise you, we're going to support that. We are supporting the eradication of breast cancer. We're doing it one day, one person, one conversation at a time. Every single person that joined us last year, we're looking for you. We're looking to hear from you. We're looking for your donations. And we're looking to be the change in our community right here in Central Louisiana that we want to see in the world. And it starts one person at a time. It starts with getting knowledge, getting power. But you know what? It takes money. It takes money to get this done. It takes hard work. And for all of those people that have already called and said, what do I need to do? Where do we start? Have we gotten going yet? The answer is unequivocally yes, yes, and yes. We're starting to get the mega raffle up and going. And you know, we just pray for a lot of grace, because it takes so much work. Even though fundraising is fun, it is still a lot of work. But we will continue to be the change that we want to see. Y'all, it's Friday. It's the weekend. And you're on point. We're back after this.
rocking to the beat. Always your love sweet. Fine young lady standing by. Come on, baby. Sweet and delight.
Hey, girl. You move.
You look so sweet and you're moving to the beat. I'm tired of all this boring party. I'm gonna get on down. Come on, let's get on down now.
Just got me.
It's
Friday night.
Money in my pocket.
Party night. Hey.
Blazing
right.
Blazing right.
The moon is shaking.
The shaking
all around.
The way you're moving.
Oh, yeah. Now get down.
Get down.
Say ho.
You said.
Say ho, ho.
Ho, ho.
Say ho.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000 up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or find your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots, flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT for your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSINLA.org and register today.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart. Also, if you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville, McDonald's of Alexandria, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, Get Wired Satellites, that's Jeremy Clary. You can phone for more information at 318-767-2220 and McDonald's of Pineville. I tell you what, it is... has been an incredible week. You know, there have been some ebbs and some flows, but you know, when you finally make it to the end of the week and you haven't quit and you've stood, it just makes it all the better. Before I leave the anglers, the hunters, and the fishermen, there was a news article out this week that shows that the number of people that are hunting and fishing DC is on the rise. And according to this new survey by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, it says that they're bringing the number of hunters and anglers up
in the U.S. to almost 50 million. That is a lot of people that hunt and fish, and it is a great wholesome pastime. It is a great time to just go out and be one with nature, be at one with yourself, or to share that with your family and friends. So we want to encourage people to get out and get your kids out and just do things that don't necessarily cost a whole lot. And as we talk about getting out, you know, we are super excited as we are sporting fans that high school football and Friday night football is starting up again. Lots of practice. And I believe that a lot of people are going to be having their jamborees on tonight. So that's something to look forward to and to get active, get involved. And one of the things that we want to share with parents is that it is so critical that you encourage your kids by supporting their activities, by supporting their sporting events, by supporting their plays that they're in or their pageants or whatever it is. We want to make sure that we're there to support our kids. And as I talk about support, I want to talk about the support that we have received for the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. And the race in Alexandria is going to be held on October 20th. So we want to encourage every single person within this surrounding area from all points. I mean, every parish, I don't care where you are, if there is not a race happening in your city, I personally guarantee you that when you get involved with this race and this movement, it will be something that is life-changing. It will change your life. And if you make it your business to pour water on others, I guarantee you that that principle will absolutely work, and God will see to it that others will pour water on you. I'm going to tell you, people last year that almost kicked and screamed that they would not, could not, did not, just ain't going to do it, walk a 5K, did it and absolutely loved it. And there was not one feeble among us. We had every generation from 80 on down, 80 years up and down. And so this year we look to make it bigger, better, and greater. And I want to say to those people not to get embroiled in the politics of what's happening in the realm of fighting breast cancer, because I have read so many negative articles and I choose not to focus on that. Because you know what? When we start focusing on the negativity and the political aspects of what's happening, we will take our eye off the real issue. And the real issue is eradicating breast cancer. You know, when we start having these side conversations and we start looking at what politics works and who needs to do what, the fact of the matter is I don't care what the studies say, every woman needs to have a mammogram if she's of age or if she has history, if she's got a family history. So we're not gonna get embroiled. Somebody said to DC, you know, y'all better be careful. Do y'all know what's going on with that thing? You know what? We're not moved by the politics of what is happening with the Komen race. We're not moved by that. We are moved by the movement. And to keep the movement moving, we've got to keep everybody moving. And that means getting involved. You can do that by phoning us at 318-445-5658, or you can send your correspondence, your donations in the mail at 3717 Government Street, Suite number 2 in Alexandria, and you can zip it with 71302. Y'all, it's Friday. It feels good. And you know what? We need your support. This is something we cannot do alone. It takes each and every person, each and every group to get involved in this movement. You're on point, everybody. We'll be back on the other side.
Look at weekend, cause here I come. Because weekends work. Because weekends were made for fun. Fun, I work hard.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brian Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure founder, Nancy Brinker.
The major question that everybody has is this. What was that one pivotal moment where Susan G. Komen really was birthed and people really received it? Because many people don't know that you started with a shoebox with 200 names or potential names of people.
The moment came 10 years after we started it.
Wow.
And remember that people almost all along the way told me I would fail. And I had the most incredible supportive husband at the time. I also had a group of very lovely friends and volunteers. But because I felt and could see the numbers climbing of this disease, we were able to touch off and spearhead a discussion, a conversation that needed to happen. And it kind of spread like wildfire.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by State Farm agent Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle Wolf is serving of Oyles Parish and surrounding areas. The number to phone is 318-346-6695. Hickson has it. Leesville, Monroe, and Alexandria. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works Expert Collision Repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts. Also, the Oyles Commission of Tourism and Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, LACVT, Dr. Gary Jones, and Dr. Chance DeWitt, healing Sinla one heartbeat at a time. For more information, you can phone them at 318-442-0106. Well, we're asking every single person within the sound of our voices to get involved in the 2012 Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. And not only is it a race for the cure, it's a race to eradicate breast cancer. And so as we looked at the wonderful successes of last year's race and nearly 6,000 plus people that descended upon downtown Alexandria in a sea of pink, we just saw an incredible support of not just women coming together to support women, but communities, men, women, and children coming together to support each other. And we're asking you to make this year's race bigger, better, and even greater than last year's race. The OPT Network, along with our affiliate, KAYT FM 88.1, are presenting media sponsors for this year's Race for the Cure. And so not only do we want to raise awareness, but we want to raise money, because the money that is raised stays right here to help to fight breast cancer, to help to provide those mammograms for women who are uninsured or underinsured. And so we want to keep trumpeting that message, because it is a critical message. And it is one that we are going to see that is going to change the lives of those women and the small percentage of men that will get breast cancer in their lifetime. And so it is something that we cannot stop talking about. And we want to encourage you that if you have never been involved in a charitable organization, if you have never volunteered and given your time, do you see, it brought out so many people that we didn't even know that just came out and they just gave their supply and they gave their best.
Absolutely. A little over 7,000 people were out there last year.
Wow.
It's a lot of folks.
That is a lot of people. And we saw people all at their best, but even before they made it to downtown Alexandria, we met so many people along this journey that were so critical in helping us to raise this money and to hand over a substantial check for fighting breast cancer. And it just really lets you know about the goodness of people, not just ordinary people, but businesses that got on board and said, yes, we will support this effort and this mission.
Absolutely. And how can we forget, and let's not forget, you know, some of the people who made contributions, and huge contributions, like Octavia Jackson Williams, who donated the PT Cruiser.
The PT Cruiser.
Absolutely.
We could never forget about the PT Cruiser, because I think that the PT Cruiser is what, you know, we believed, God, that there would be a car in the raffle. We didn't know where it was coming from. But it is amazing how God will work on the heart of whomever he needs to work on to get you what he said he would get you. And so it just came together and it just absolutely worked. I mean, it was so incredible. It created so much excitement. It created so much energy that we couldn't believe it ourselves. And within the realm of all of that, what it did every single day, God moved on somebody's heart to strengthen our resolve, to strengthen our faith, to strengthen those two words, don't quit. You know, every single day, I mean, let me tell you, there was so much work that went involved, but every day we just got, it seemed like we got a new shot in the arm with somebody who just gave a huge amount, or who said, you know what, I'll take some mega raffle tickets, or a business like, oh my goodness, there's Lowe's, and you know, so many businesses that just helped us to energize us, DC, in this journey when we just couldn't see sometimes where the next thing would come from.
Absolutely. And let's just shout out, Brother Patrick Shaw just called in and said that he would like to be a part of what we're doing this year, he and his church.
Absolutely.
I didn't get the name of his church, but I will be getting that in the future, and they would like to join the team and walk with us. So
wow.
Thank you, Patrick, for being the change that you would like to see in this fight against breast cancer.
And DC, isn't that really all it takes? It's just picking up the phone?
Absolutely. Hey, you can pick up the phone. You can call us while we're on the air, because once we're off the air, we head back to our office.
Mm-hmm.
And the phone number to that office is 318-445-5658. You can reach us there, AM, PM. If we're not, if you can't reach us, you can leave a message, and we'll kindly get back with you. Also, the address over there is 3717 Government Street, suite number 2, and that's right here in Alexandria, Louisiana. And the zip code is 71302.
And you know, DC, what I was thinking during the break, I was thinking about the incredible party that we had in the studio.
Absolutely.
When we were doing the mega raffle. And you know how the phone is blowing up. You know, you guys remember how in the days of record hops, when we used to have those record hops, and it just, people came out. It was about 50 cents for a record hop. You went in and you danced, and you were wall-to-wall people in somebody's house, usually Miss Jessie Lee Dossman. God rest her soul. She's gone home to be with the Lord, but nobody knew how to give a party like them, and we all... That was a time where fun was just, it was wholesome and it was clean and it was good. And that's what it felt like. It just felt like in the studio, a record hop. I mean, we danced, we partied. We just had a good time just raising awareness and raising money. And we said every single day that fundraising has to be fun. And so if you want to join the fun of fundraising, all you got to do is pick up the phone and give us a call, and you're about it. You're on point with it, and we're going to tell you what you need to do. We're going to have some things that we have decided to do differently this year than we did last year, because we've gotten smarter and better. But DC, I was talking about the record hops while you were on the phone.
A record hop.
Yeah, the record hops, how it was like a record hop. In here the day.
Oh, yeah.
The day that we had the mega raffle. And what fun.
Yeah, we had a good time.
And we stopped and we had dance breaks. And I was talking about the record hubs at Miss Jessie Lee's house. God rest her soul. How much fun and how pure. It was just good times.
Absolutely.
And we made fundraising fun.
That's right. It was really fun.
And we want to bring that back. And we want people to come together in the spirit of fun. We want them to come together with their donations.
Absolutely. Big, big thanks and big, big shout out to the folks down in Cottonport, Louisiana. Reverend Chris Augustine, he just called in. And
my goodness.
They're all about it. And we have been receiving their check monthly.
Uh-huh.
And we just want to say big ups to Pastor Augustine and what he's doing around in that community. He's doing an absolutely wonderful job. He is a pillar and a leader uh-huh. of that community. Keep up the good work, Pastor Augustine, and your congregation and your staff over there.
Miss Dorothy Eldridge
absolutely.
Hernandez and Miss Alicia Eldridge.
Right, and just keep up the good work. Keep doing what you do. You know, he's in all sections of the community and just all over the place and helping and giving back. And he is a true leader.
Absolutely. And did we feel his heart when he was in the studio?
Oh, man. I mean, you know, he is real.
Yeah, it was just...
He is a pastor,
mm-hmm.
and he is a man, and he is real.
Yeah.
He keeps it real.
Yeah, and we really, really felt that. And Pastor Augustine, you know, we will not be able to say thank you enough, because, you know, we looked for the churches, and God sent the churches that he wanted to be a part of this change.
Well, he didn't send all of them because some of them didn't come.
Well, I said the churches, not all of them. You see what I put a caveat on that.
But big ups to all churches and all ministers because they have work. You know, those folks have, that's a job.
Yeah, it is.
That is a job. You know, you got to be careful what you do. You might upset this one or that one. I mean,
I don't envy that. But that said, don't we want to see more churches come on board this year?
We do, but we don't want to see them come on board at the expense of them having inner quorums in the church. You know, I mean.
You think there could be inner quorums in the church about fighting breast cancer?
Churches have, I'm going to tell you.
I don't think so.
You have to be a real astute. You're sort of like a politician, a counselor. There's so many roles that the pastor and the leaders in the church have to play. You know, they're walking a fine line. Now, they answer the one person as God, but when you've got so many people under you and so many people not to appease but to try to lead.
Right.
You know, and people are looking for reasons to say that you're not who you say you are, you know, they have to watch out for missteps.
You're not gonna become a pastor, are you?
Absolutely. I don't think so. I mean, but I just I've been in business where I've had to manage 30, 35 workers.
Mm-hmm.
So I know how hard that was.
Right.
So I can imagine what it's like to have a congregation of 200, 300, 400, 500 people.
Mm-hmm.
Less known people who've got those big mega churches.
Right.
You know, that's a lot to have to contend with.
Well, you know what we could do is we can invite those churches that want to join Team OPT.
Right.
Or they can create their own team. And I think that that is just a show of women coming together. And the pastors don't even have to lead that. There could be women. There we get stuff all the time from all sorts of ministries. A ministry could head that up. So, you know, you could head that up and you can put together your own team if you don't want to join our team. But we are absolutely encouraging. We are welcoming anybody who wants to join our team to join. And we just call it Team OPT because that's what it is. But it's not about an affiliation. It's about the movement. And we want to keep the movement moving.
It certainly is about the movement. And let's keep it moving. Don't quit.
Don't quit.
It's going to be our mantra for this year's race. Don't quit.
Oh, you know, I love it.
I tell you what, I think a lot of people get a little bit intimidated when they hear 5K walk, which is really 3.1 miles. But last year we saw people, we had almost 100 people on our team.
Right.
And everybody made the walk, and it's like everybody was saying, wow, is it over already?
I know. And nobody,
because
and the next morning.
Sort of partnered up with somebody, and you're walking, and you conversate.
Mm-hmm.
You're having a good old time, and then you get to a place, they're offering you water.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the bands are playing. You got the cheerleaders cheering along the path. It's hyped up. Some stations, they've got music playing.
Yeah.
And it's just a fun time.
And you know what?
Fun time help giving to somebody else.
And you know what? At the end of the race, nobody complained about soreness or stiffness.
Nothing.
And almost everybody that we talked to went to church Sunday morning. Because when we finished that morning, and let me just tell you, the weather was optimal. It was beautiful. The sun was shining. It was a crisp, cool morning.
Crisp and cool. Good fishing day.
And everybody just, there was such a good spirit that encompassed the race. And everybody just felt that.
Absolutely.
And so October 20th, we want you to mark it on your calendar. So we're at the end of August. So you've got September and October, almost all of October. So you can put in for work if you need to. It's going to be early Saturday morning. I'm telling you, it's there is such an anointing that's there that you got to be in the midst to feel it. You just have to be there to understand. And I was saying, DC, when you stepped out, I was saying that even those people that thought that they couldn't walk that walk, they did it and just sucked it right on up. It was so incredible that it's like we turned around and 1 minute the race was over.
Absolutely. They walked it on out.
They walked it out.
Walk it out.
You know what? If you want to walk it out with us,
walk it out.
All you got to do is go to our website and hit us up, and we're going to connect you so that you can walk it out on October 20th, y'all. Stay on point. We're back in just a minute. All right, now, let's walk it out.
You should have did it.
Join the OPT Network and let's walk it out. October 20th, Susan G. Komen, Race for the Cure. We're trying to eradicate breast cancer. We're going to stamp it out. Yeah.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000, up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Yo, this is the official OPT network, and we are here to say officially, everybody, we want you to walk. And it's just like Morris Day said, you don't need a partner. You don't need a partner. You can walk at your own pace. It's all about the walk. And the walk is happening October 20th, right here in the heart of downtown Alexandria. And I tell you what, when I heard that Morris Day, the walk, I am standing up in the studio, DC.
Yeah.
And every time we hear that old school music, we try to figure out what was the dance back in the day. It is a party.
That was the walk.
That was the walk. And so I'm up, I'm saying, okay, how did we do the walk? That's just when.
Do the walk.
We want everybody to walk.
October 20th.
October the 20th in downtown Alexandria.
Downtown.
Oh, man. It's a party. It's a party already. This is the official kickoff, D.C.
Absolutely.
Walking is going to be for the cool people. If you want to be cool and you want to walk, we want you to sign up for Team OPT on October 20th. Saturday in downtown Alexandria.
Absolutely. And what we're going to do is we're going to have team captain Octavia Jackson Williams.
Yeah.
She will be coming in to explain, or via the telephone, to explain what the process is going to be so that we can get everyone signed up. And, you know, I'm reminded last year we had Pastor Kirks and his mother out there.
Yeah.
She's in a wheelchair. Also, she's a breast cancer survivor, and Pastor Kirks pushed her.
Yeah.
in the race.
And you know what? He wasn't even supposed to walk that far.
Absolutely.
He did the whole race.
Kudos.
So everybody needs Pastor to come Kirk's. Walk their body. If Pastor Kirk's did it, then you can too. And we're encouraging everybody not to quit. Yeah. Oh, man. It's Friday, baby. It feels good. Hey, you know what we're fighting for? You know what the heck we're fighting for? We're fighting for breast cancer, and we need you.
Yeah.
We need every single one of you.
Hey, and everybody knows when it comes time to fundraising, we get a little crazy here at the OPT Network.
Oh, man.
You know, we lose our, I don't want to say we lose our religion, but we do get on the lighter side.
Okay? Oh,
so everybody
yeah.
knows we get on the lighter side. Of course, we do real serious stuff. But this time of year for breast cancer, we kind of let the inner jokesters
out. We let our hair down. We let our weaves down.
We're letting the inner jokesters out, and it's for an excellent cause.
That's right.
It is for an excellent cause. We are trying to save lives.
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you one thing. If you want to do something meaningful and something substantial with this one life that we all have to live, there's nothing better than helping someone. And let me tell you. Let me tell you how this all started for us. It all started with our good friend, Janice Joseph Richard, and my cousin, Deborah Christian. Most people just know her as Deborah Christian. Deborah Christian Lavallee. And you know what? We're never going to forget those two incredible warriors. Never going to forget it. Every time I think about getting tired and getting weary and not want to move, I thought about them. I thought about running in my physical body and knowing that if they could run, they would. If they could walk, they would. Janice was, she was at the last race before she died, sicker than many people could have ever known, but she was there. We're not going to stop asking you to walk. We're not going to stop asking you to be a part of this because it is something that we can all do. And if you can't walk, there is a way that you can go in and you can make your donation and you can sleep in. It's called a sleep-in where you can get your T-shirt.
Sleep in.
And you can sleep in. But I'm going to tell you one thing. The OPT Network has the best party, the best people.
Yeah.
And it is going to be the best time. We had the best cake. We had the best cupcakes. All
Cake Barn.
All from the Cake Barn. And I'm going to tell you one thing. We were just on point. We had an incredible team. We had an incredible party. And if you missed it, it's coming around again October 20th. We want to remind you to sign up early. Every day is going to be a party. Hey, we know how to make fundraising fun because we know that it's all about having fun.
Absolutely.
But it's about the cause. We're having fun for the cause so that no woman will have to die and go through the horrible, horrible disease of breast cancer.
What time is it?
What time is it?
It's fundraising time.
It's fundraising time. It's time to strap it on, to man and woman up.
Yeah.
And to do the darn thing.
It's time to do it.
It's time to do it. It's Friday and it just...
I tell you what, we've got a couple of minutes left. There's going to be a lot of activities in these coming weeks, folks. We are getting geared up. We're getting ready. Y'all know how we did it. We do, you know, things that we just don't do on the OPT. We don't do giveaways. But during fundraising time, we do giveaways.
Uh-huh.
You know, we don't take a lot of call-ins. But during fundraising time, we take call-ins. We pretty much just come out of the format to raise money for this cause and to be the change that we would like to see in breast cancer. We invite all of you in Central Louisiana and the surrounding areas to join us to help fight breast cancer. As a matter of fact, if it's up to us, we're gonna We're going to make it to where there is absolutely no breast cancer in this part of the country.
Absolutely. And we want to encourage everybody. The date, we're going to keep saying it. It's October 20th. If you need information, you can phone us personally. If we're not there, leave us a message, 318-445-5658. 318-445-5658 or 3717 Government Street, Suite number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up, 71302.
And also, Carlette, we know that everybody can't walk, so we're going to have ways that people can get involved, that people can volunteer. Mm-hmm. You just have to stay tuned into the network, the real network, the first network, the OPT network,
the official
OPT network. You're gonna have to stay tuned in to find out what's happening and how to be involved.
Oh man. I can feel it. I am literally, y'all, I am up on my feet. I feel a dance party coming on, D.C., and I don't know how many people we're going to have in here for the dance party, but I feel a record hop.
Oh, yeah. It's going down.
It's going to be going down. We are going to fill this station with people that have a heart for the cure and who want to party and dance and raise money and raise awareness and fight and stamp out breast cancer.
Some are going to walk. Some are going to raise money. Some are going to sell mega raffle tickets. Some are going to have events in their town. But whatever you do, get in where you fit in.
I love it.
It is going down.
It's going down.
The 2012.
Oh, man. This is the third annual Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure.
Absolutely. And most times people don't see us come unhinged like this, but they know we have it in us. We're from the big old town of Bunky.
The B-Town.
Where people don't mind getting
Bunk
down.
Bunktown.
Where folks don't mind getting down.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? There's nothing better than to get down for a cause.
Absolutely.
So shake yourself loose and walk your body.
Yeah, we don't just do it to do it. We do it for the money. For the money for breast cancer.
Absolutely. We can't do it without money, y'all. We can't fight breast cancer without